Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin is our guest. 2 hours of open forum today. That means you can call and ask whatever you like about the Catholic faith, Catholic people. Maybe you want to know about Jesus. Maybe you want to know about the Bible. Jimmy wrote a book called The Bible is a Catholic Book, and you are welcome to call with your question. 888-318-7884. If you do have a question and you'd like to get on the line, I suggest you dial soon because we're not going to be giving out that number too much because we're going to be giving out another number during this hour, but you are very welcome. 888-318-7884. Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. Thanks for being with us here for this Thursday, Jimmy.
My pleasure, Cy Kellett, host of Catholic Answers Live.
We got a lot of work to do this hour.
We do, yes.
This is day three, and the final day of our pledge drive. These pledge drives we do once every 3 months, and they fund us for the next 3 months. And as we've had to make clear several times over the last couple of days, it's been a tough one. It's been a bit slow, and so I just want to let people know where we are and what we've got going on today. If you would like to call while I'm talking, go ahead and pick up the phone and call because there's, of course, nobody on the line yet. It's all open. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000 to call and make your pledge. Here's the situation. We know it takes about $225,000 to fund all that we want to do for the next 3 months with the radio program, with the podcasting, with the other digital media, and whatever else we can accomplish in the next 3 months. It costs about $225,000. So that's what we have to raise in 3 days. And we are below $125,000 right now. As a matter of fact, I think we're at about $122,000. So we got more than $100,000 to raise in 1 day, something that we have never done before. So it'll be interesting to see if we can. With your help, we certainly can, but we'll just have to see where folks are. And we've got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. So we start off with a great match, a great opportunity to make up some ground this first hour. Any pledge you make, whether it's a one-time pledge or a monthly recurring pledge, whether it's a large pledge, medium pledge, small pledge, all matched up to $20,000 this hour. Our first caller has come in. There are 13 more lines open, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And I want to mention, Cy Kellett, in our first hour of this pledge drive, and of course, we always try to minimize the amount of fundraising we need to do. We confine it to just 6 hours every 4 months. You know, we do 2 hours of show for 3 days of a week, and we don't even take all of the hour to fundraise. We still continue to take questions and so forth. But I happen to be the guest in the first hour this week, and I mentioned I wanted to plant a seed for people who may be able to help us out with larger gifts, because we do need to hear from people who are able to make $1,000 gifts or $2,500 gifts or $5,000 or even $10,000 gifts. And we especially are going to need to hear from such folks today. Like you mentioned, we're only about half of the way towards our overall goal. We need to raise about $100,000 today, and that's something we haven't, you know, that would be a nice precedent to set, but it is something that we will need to hear from people who are able to make large donations from. And on Monday, I said, you know, I understand for people who have those resources, it can take a while. They need to think about what they can afford. They may need to check with a spouse and things like that. So I mentioned it on Monday to get the ball rolling and let people be thinking about it. Well, today is the day that we need to hear from you. So you've had a chance to think about it. You've had a chance to check with your spouse. Please do let us hear from you today. This is really when we need to hear from you. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate safely and securely online. And one of the benefits of being able to make a larger donation like that is you would be enrolled in one of our giving societies. We currently have two giving societies. The first one, for donations of $1,000 or more, is known as the President's Club. It has a bunch of benefits, including you get a free copy of everything we produce during the year, whether it's a book, a DVD, a CD, all the different kinds of media we produce, you are entitled to a free copy of it. There's also a higher level giving club known as the Founders Circle for donations of $5,000 or more. And it has even more benefits than the President's Club does. And one of the really nice things, this didn't used to be the case, but I spoke up in a meeting and advocated this, and the development department said, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Why don't we do that? Is people shouldn't have to be able to make the donation for these giving societies all at once. You can make a monthly pledge, which brings down the gift by a factor of 12. And so if you're able to donate, I was doing the math before the show just to refresh my memory, $84 a month. If you can afford $84 a month as a recurring pledge, that will entitle you to membership in the President's Circle. And if you're able to donate $417 a month, that would entitle you to membership in the Founders Circle. So please, you can make it on the monthly installment plan, but we do need to be hearing from such people as well as people who are able to give at every level, no matter how big or small. Small gifts are great, middling gifts are great, large gifts are great. Whatever you can afford, it would be most welcome, and it will help keep the work of Catholic Answers Live and Catholic Answers in general, spreading the gospel here on the airwaves and on the internet and bringing the truth of Christ into people's homes. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
We're going to go back to the other phones now, the phones where people ask questions, because we got to keep Jimmy doing his work, and we like to do our work. We love to talk about the Catholic faith. One thing I have not mentioned is thanks to all the Canadians who have supported us. I noticed today Manitoba is represented, British Columbia represented, a whole bunch of calls from Ontario in Canada, and our first call today from Florin in Ontario. Thank you very, very much for helping us out, Canadians, and we do appreciate it. Again, the number 888-291-8000. Now we go to Noah in Wheaton, Illinois, watching on YouTube. Noah, go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on. So I came across the term panentheism recently. That was the first time I'd ever heard it in one of your guys' 20 Answers books. My question was, what's the difference between pantheism and panentheism? They seemed, I gathered they were similar, but distinct somehow. And then also, how is pantheism distinct from the Catholic belief that I've heard from St. Thomas Aquinas that God is in everything, or God is omnipresent? I'm just confused as to like how you would distinguish those ideologically there.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's start with the two terms you mentioned, pantheism and panentheism. The basic meaning of the terms, for once, is communicated by the word parts, just the parts of the words. Theism comes from the Greek word theos, which means God or a god. And pan is a Greek word that means all. And so pantheism is the idea that all is God, that everything you see around us is God. So the entire physical universe is God. And this is a view that unfortunately is heretical. It recognizes God's attribute of immanence, that he's close to the world, he's present in the world, and pantheism holds that he's so close, he actually is the world. But it fails to understand God's attribute of transcendence, that God is not the same thing as the world, he transcends the world. Panentheism, on the other hand, is similar, as the name would suggest, but it's got a little extra word part in there. After the pan, it has an N, and even though the N is spelled a little differently than it is in English, it means the same thing as the English word in, like the cat is in the box. Same basic word in, and then you've got theism again. So panentheism would mean that God is in everything. And the idea here is that God is in everything in the world, but God also goes beyond simply what's in the world. And this is a little more congenial to the Christian faith. You will find language not just in St. Thomas Aquinas talking about God's omnipotence, but you'll find language in St. Paul talking about how Everything was created through Christ and in Christ, and language about us being in God. And that is another way of expressing the idea that God is everywhere. But panentheism can also end up being heretical if it fails to recognize that God is not just in the world, but is actually distinct from the world. If you have a panentheist and the panentheist is saying, yeah, God may go beyond the world, but the material world is still divine, is still part of God. Well, that's a mistake, because the material world is not part of God. It's created, and therefore it's distinct from God. And even though he may fill it with his power and his glory and his wisdom, and he may be present in those senses everywhere, he's still not the same thing as the material world. The material world is created and is not part of the Creator. So I hope that helps you out.
Thanks, Noah. Thanks very much for the call. We are in the last hours now, the last 2 hours of our November pledge drive to keep us funded for the next 3 months. Our overall goal to raise for 3 days is $225,000. We are a long way from that. We're also a long way from reaching our hourly goal. The phone's not ringing off the hook right now. Six folks on the line right now. 15 of our colleagues standing by to take your call. 888-291-8000 is the number. So take advantage, please, of that $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour, and also help us in our time of need. We've never come to the last day of the pledge drive that I can recall being quite this far from being fully funded. Now, being fully funded has gone up a little bit over the years, but we've got a long way to go and we need your help. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000.
And I can see right now, Cy Kellett, we have 9 lines open. We have 6 people who are currently taking calls among the Catholic Answers employees, but we also have 9 lines open. They're waiting just to hear from you. They're sitting by, and you won't have a wait time. You'll get right through, and it only takes a few moments to be able to make your donation. So please do call 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And Cy Kellett, I know that we have some thank you gifts that we'd like to send people when they are able to support us. Could you tell us about those, please?
I'd be happy to, Jimmy, and they're wonderful. I mean, we're very happy to have at the $10 level, you just become a member of the Society 315, which is a great giving society we have, which comes with all kinds of benefits, like joining us via video when we bring in a great retreat master, and also all kinds of, you know, talks and various kind of behind the scenes things throughout the years to keep us connected with Society 315. You get the t-shirt, you get the bumper sticker. That's not a sticker, it's a magnet, so it's extra cool. All of that for a $10 a month pledge at the 20, and it's doubled because we have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match right now. At the $20 a month level, 2 fine books that we can add to that. First of all, the brand new book from Joe Heschmeyer, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church, The Catholic Witness of the Fathers in Christianity's First 2 Centuries, and the brand new book from John Martinoni, Blue Collar Apologetics, How to Explain and Defend Catholic Teaching Using Common Sense, Simple Logic, and the Bible. Both of those yours, in addition to becoming a member of Society 315, if you can make a pledge of $20 a month or more. Maybe you could do $45 a month. If you can, we'll add into that stack of things I just mentioned a course in our Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. And when I say course, like physically, you will get this course in your hand. You'll get the DVDs of it. You can watch the various videos, a magnificent video presentation, World Religions, a snapshot with the workbook, the guidebook that goes along with it, all by Joe Heschmeyer. That's at the $45 a month level. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Right now, 12 lines open, 5 folks on the line, 12 waiting for someone to call, our colleagues on the phone. And Jimmy mentioned earlier that there are 2 high-level giving societies, one of them the President's Club, and that's at $84 a month, or a one-time gift of $1,000. And the other one, Founders Circle. And if you want to know about the benefits of those two, you can just pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000, and they'll walk you through them. Or you can check out our website at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Lots of great gifts that we can give. We do need your support. We're really struggling. 888-291-8000.
Hey, Sykelet, can you tell me that phone number again, but this time do it slowly?
I forgot my quarters. I was going to bring a Jimmy was going to do this thing where I had to put a quarter in the basket every time I said it too fast. I get hyped up. Here's the number. 888-291-8000. Give us a call now. Help us reach that goal. It's a long way to go, but we can get there with your help, whether it's a $10 donation or a $1,000 donation, maybe even more. 888-291-8000.
And we're making a little bit of progress towards that goal. We want to say thank you to Carl in Ohio for a $500 donation. Also, Glenda in Texas for a $1,000 donation. But we need to hear from a lot more people with gifts of all sizes. So once again, the number to call, 888. See how easy that is? They're just three separate
just
numbers.
Rolls off the tongue.
888-291-8000.
I'm going to go back to the phones and let Jimmy answer some more questions. One thing I have noticed, Texas really coming through for us. So I just want to acknowledge Texas. We do appreciate the support from all over, but I see a lot of TX on my screen right now. Let's see. We're going now to Hassan in Washington, watching on Facebook Live. Hassan, we're so happy to have you. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question about the deity of Christ. I have a Muslim background, and one of the verses that comes up a lot is 1 Corinthians 15, verses 24 to 28 or something like that, when it talks about in the end, everything would be submitted to God, and even Christ would submit himself to God, to the Father, so that God may be all in all. So what does that mean?
Okay. One of the things that that we need to be aware of, and we talked a little bit about this on Monday's First Hour show, so you might want to go back and listen to that for a little bit more information. But in the Old Testament period, God revealed himself to the children of Israel, and he was often just referred to as God. And there were some hints that there was more than one person in the Godhead, but that was not yet clearly revealed. And so when Jesus came, he revealed that he and the Holy Spirit are also divine persons. But because the Israelites had been used to thinking of God as the Father of Israel, you know, there are passages like "Out of Egypt I called my son," where God depicts himself as Israel's father. It was natural for them to think of the term God as simply another term for who we would call God the Father. And then after Jesus revealed that he is a divine person and the Holy Spirit is also a divine person, in the Christian age, that language got expanded. So now the term God doesn't just refer to God the Father, it also refers to God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. But in the time the New Testament was written, the term God was usually, not always, but usually used to refer specifically to God the Father, although it is sometimes used to refer to the Holy Spirit and to Christ as well. In 1 Corinthians 15, we have a passage where St. Paul is talking about the end of the world and how God's kingdom will continue to expand until the end of the world, and then at the end of the world, after all of Christ's enemies, including death, have been conquered, then Christ will hand the kingdom over to the Father in a certain sense, and even though he continues to reign as well. They reign together, just like the saints are said in the New Testament to reign with God and with Christ through all eternity. So Christ does continue to reign, but there is a sense in which, having conquered all of his enemies, Christ will then present his victory to the Father, and St. Paul describes that in terms of presenting the Father with his kingdom. And everything will then be in subjection to the Father, meaning everyone and everything will do the Father's will. So there won't continue to be the rebellion on earth that there is right now. Everyone on earth will be living out the Father's will fully, just as Christ does. And in that sense, Christ is also subject to the Father. He is a divine person. He shares the divine nature. But because he's perfect, he already perfectly does the will of the Father. And so there is that sense in which he's subject to the Father because he perfectly does the will of the Father. And so that's a basic sketch. The fact that this is possible is due to the fact that they are distinct persons, but they do share a divine nature. Christ, the Father, and the Holy Spirit all share a divine nature. So they're each fully God, but they're also distinct persons who have relationships with each other. And as a result, the God the Son can be in subjection to God the Father and perfectly do the will of the Father while still being equal to the Father in his nature. The same way here on earth, a son shares the nature of his Father. So a human father and a human son both have human nature, so they're equal in nature, but the son may still perfectly do the will of his human father if he's a very obedient son, and yet they're both equal.
Hassan, thank you so much. I hope you'll continue to call. As you know, we're in the final hours now of, well, final hour and a half about of our pledge drive. And so I got to keep going back to the folks and asking if they will support Catholic Answers. Let me just tell you where we are. We got a $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. And this will give you an idea how it's going. We've got $16,000 left of that. We got $16,000 still available in matching money. Folks have called with donations from $5 to $1,000 in the last 25 minutes or so. And we're going to need to keep that up and increase the pace of that. And I will ask especially of those right now, because we have been a little light in this range. If you can make that $500, $1,000, maybe even $2,000 or $3,000 gift, we need your help right now if we're going to make our goal. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. A long way to go, a lot of work yet to be done, but lots of good friends out there who I'm sure are getting ready to pick the phone up and call. 888-291-8000.
And Cy Kellett, I can see that we have currently 14 lines open. We have 14 employees who are standing by just waiting to take your call. That's the great majority of them. There are only three lines that are currently taking donations. And oh, well, now we have 15 that are currently waiting to take your call. So we do need to hear from you. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. The hour is now about half over. We're going to be going into our bottom of the hour break soon, so that's going to be an ideal time for people to call. But as you mentioned, Cy Kellett, we, of our $20,000 match for this hour, we have only been able to raise $4,000, and so we are about a quarter of the way to our overall hourly goal, but the hour is almost half over. So please, especially during the break that we're coming into, do pick up the call. Give us a call at 888-291-8000 or go safely and securely online at catholicanswersradio.com. And that works from anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So even if you're overseas and it's not easy for you to call a U.S. phone number, you can still go to catholicanswersradio.com. Also, you can, if you're listening in the U.S. or out of the U.S. on a delayed basis by video or podcast, you can still go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and help our work continue. And that's why we need your support. That's the basic reason. Without your support, our work wouldn't continue. And so we do need to hear from you. The number to call is 888-291-8000. And the website to go to is CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000, needing your help right now to use up that. Let's use up that $20,000 match without question. Let's do that this hour. $20,000 dollar for dollar match. Let me just tell you a few names: Connie, Dorothy, Joni, and Diane. All gave just this in the last few minutes. Gave recurring gifts of $10, $25, $20. Lynn, a one-time gift of $100. Gerald, a one-time gift of $500. Those, all those combined, that starts to get us closer and closer to the goal. So if you could, maybe you could do that $10 a month. Maybe you're one of those folks who's especially blessed, and today, you know, you go, I could give that $500 one-time gift. I could give that $1,000 one-time gift. We've had a few folks who've stepped up with two, $5, even a $10,000 gift during this pledge drive. Every gift helps. Every gift is important. But when you see that $10,000 or $5,000 or even $1,000 gift come in, you get a sense of, okay, we're getting a little bit closer to that goal now. It covers a lot of territory quickly, in other words. 888-291-8000. Quite a bit of work to do, but also lots and lots more folks on the line with their calls and questions for Jimmy Akin. It's open forum. And questions about the devil
coming
up.
All kinds of stuff. But now is the time to call because you won't miss anything as we're going into this break. We'll be back in a few moments, but do call us 888-291-8000.
Right back with more open forum.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Right in the midst of a little bit of groovy music, also in the midst of our penultimate hour of the pledge drive this time. We come to you every 3 months. We take, as Jimmy described it so aptly earlier, we just take 3 hours and we don't even take the whole hour when we ask you each hour. But we do ask you for your support. It does not cost an incredible amount of money. We don't need to raise millions and millions to produce this radio program and produce our podcast. But we do have to raise the money. And so it comes out to about $225,000 every 3 months we got to raise to do all the things we do all around the world in cooperation with EWTN, in cooperation with local Catholic radio stations. But that's what it costs us, $225,000. Right now, we've got a ways to go to meet that, but we're coming closer to meeting our goal for this hour. So let's focus there. $20,000 dollar for dollar match. Still a whole bunch of that, more than 10,000 of that available to be used up. And I just want to say thanks, because Jimmy and I were kind of being quite clear before we went to the break that we needed folks to pick up the phone and call. And for the first time that I remember in this pledge drive, we filled all the lines there for a few minutes. So I'm very, very grateful to that. But there are lines open now. So if you're thinking, can I get through? Yeah, there's five lines open right now. You can get through. 888-291-8000. Don't forget about that dollar for dollar match, whether it's a one-time pledge of $5 or a monthly pledge of $1,000. It's all matched up to $20,000 right now. 888-291-8000. All right, I think let's go back to the phones, Jimmy. Let's see who we got there. We'll go to Union City, New Jersey. Ty in Union City, New Jersey, watching on YouTube. We're glad you're there, Ty. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi. I had a question related to why Satan rejected God's power. Okay. And I heard on a forum that there's been some speculation that perhaps Satan was shown God's plan for salvation and that Jesus would be born as a human, and that upset him. And I want to know if you've heard of anything like that in your life.
Yeah, that is a theory that you'll hear out there. The idea is that when the devil learned that God was going to become incarnate as a mere human being, which is less than a worm from, the distance between a human being and God is greater, since God is infinite, than the distance between a human being and a worm. So it's a little bit like saying I, as a human being, might transform myself into a worm. And that would, some people might regard that as offensive to human dignity. And in the same way, this theory would hold that the devil found it offensive to divine dignity, to suppose that God, the infinite, all-holy creator, was going to become a lowly human being, and that led to his rebellion. There also, sometimes you'll hear speculation tied into that about there was some personal motive in it as well for the devil, because if God became incarnate as a human, well, the devil would still owe obedience and worship to Jesus in human form, and the devil didn't want to worship a human. And so he didn't want to worship anyone with a human nature, even if that person had a divine nature. And so these are ideas that have been talked about, but none of them are taught in Scripture. None of them are taught in the in magisterial documents. This is purely a matter of speculation. And there are other speculations as well. But the truth is, we really don't have a clear idea, because we haven't been told. We don't have a clear idea of exactly why the devil rebelled against God. And it can be interesting to think about that and wonder about that. But all sin is irrational in one way or another. As they say, sin makes you stupid. And so we shouldn't look for, this must be the one intelligent reason that would have led the devil into sin. No, any reason that would have led the devil into sin is ultimately a stupid reason when you understand it properly. So we shouldn't try to rack our brains too much on that front, because if it were important for us to know, God would have told us.
Oh, that's, I never thought about it that way. Any reason is a dumb reason. So you don't have to have some super intelligent reason why the devil did what he did. Jimmy Akin, just joining us in the studio here is John Sorensen, who is the chief operating officer of Catholic Answers, which means he's the guy that goes around yelling at all of us to get back to work. Hi, John.
Yeah, it's fun.
But you never do it.
I'm taking phone calls today with everybody.
And how's that going? How's it going out
there? It's going pretty good. Yesterday, I took a call. So I know you guys hear a lot about how Catholic Answers helps people out. But I just had to tell everybody, yesterday I was taking phone calls, and I think it was in the second hour. And this guy calls up, and he wants to pledge $10, a month.
Yes.
And I'm talking to him for a little bit, and he says, "Oh yeah, I'm Protestant." He's all, "I just love my Catholic brothers and sisters."
Aww.
And he listens to Catholic radio all the time. He's super appreciative of it. And I didn't even know what to say to the guy. I was kind of stunned.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, "God bless you, man."
I know what to say. Number one, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I did say that. Yeah.
Okay,
I lathered
good.
That on heavily.
But, that's a beautiful thing to say and to do.
It was cool. I couldn't believe it. But I just, if you can help out there, we could really use it. I don't know exactly the numbers where we're at right now as far as the...
Well, we're about halfway there on the $20,000 match for this hour. We're not quite halfway. So we got a long ways to go.
But we're really a long ways away from the overall goal, right?
Yeah.
And we also have another impediment, if you will, with the way radio waves work this time of year, that fewer people will be hearing us in the second hour.
Right, because stations will power down once the sun goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that we do get fewer listeners in the second hour. But, one thing, John, and I know that, as a matter of fact, you came in here to remind us of that earlier today. God is good, and he takes care of us.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be all right.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be fine. Like I said, we have such a dedicated staff here. God has blessed us a lot. We still need the help, but we really appreciate everybody out there that can help. And I'm blessed to be here. And the only reason that we're able to do this kind of work and be able to spread the gospel every day like we do is because of the generous donors that help us to make it happen. So,
You want to give them the number? There's 15 lines open right now. There's five folks on the line, on the phone line. There's 15 lines open. That means 15 of our colleagues, like John, waiting online for your call.
888-291 8,000.
Oh, you're just trying to make me look
bad.
I was listening
to Jimmy telling you to slow it down.
Gold star for John Sorensen.
It's hard to get a gold star for Jimmy.
There you go. Well, anyway, God bless you guys, and thank you to everybody that's donated to us so far. And if you're thinking about it, if you're on the fence, this is a worthwhile place to donate to. We help a lot of people, myself included. I was a full-blown atheist for years. My wife introduced, we were dating at the time. She introduced me to Catholic Answers 16 years ago. 2 years after that, I applied for a job here, and I've been working doing this work ever since. And so Catholic Answers really made a huge, huge difference in my life.
John, thanks for coming in. I really do appreciate it. I mean, I think folks should know. There's certain of us who are on the air here and all that. People hear our names and all that. But there are people like John who have given up everything. And John has an extraordinary career before he came here so that they can come and work and do the work that the Lord has put on their heart to do, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and his church. So thanks, John.
Amen, brother. Thanks.
Want to do that number again?
888-291-8000.
Oh, there's a little twang there in the middle of it.
I'm going to see that in my sleep.
All you got to do is put a little bit of space between the numbers, and it makes it much easier for people to call them. Yeah. So I wanted to tie into what John just said. Now, we do have a lot of listeners who are not Catholic, and they derive benefit from the show. That's why they listen, even if they don't agree with everything, or maybe they're open and curious. But however, wherever they're at in their own journey, they recognize that we're doing good work here on the show, which is why they continue to listen. And John mentioned that some of them, like the gentleman he spoke to yesterday, see the value in supporting the show, even though they're not Catholic, so that it can continue to provide the basic Christian information that we provide to people free of charge. We answer everybody's questions. We don't discriminate based on religion. We had a call from someone with a Muslim background earlier today, and that's great. We'd love to hear from atheists, from Jewish people, from Muslims, from fellow Christians of whatever stripe. We're here for everybody. We're very Catholic in our approach in that way, Catholic meaning universal. So that's something that's very important, but we know we've got other listeners out there who are not Catholic, and if you're one of those and you see the value in what we do, if you're a regular listener, then please do help us keep delivering that value, both to you and to other people. You don't have, just like you don't have to be a Catholic in order to ask a question, you don't have to be a Catholic in order to support the work we're doing here. So we invite you as well to help keep the program going. The number to call for that is 888-291-8000 if you're one of our Protestant friends or Orthodox friends or Anglican friends or Muslim friends, for that matter. Whoever you are, if the program helps you out, please help us keep helping you by calling 888-291-8000. And if you are a Catholic, then you should be even more in sync with the show. And look at what happens. We have people like and not just the one that John talked to yesterday, but we have other people who are not Catholic who see so much value in the program that they donate to help keep it going forward. And so if you're a Catholic, you don't want the non-Catholics to show you up. If they see the value, then you should see the value too. So I want to use that as a challenge to our Catholic listeners. Please do give us a call and help the show keep going. If even our non-Catholic friends see the value in helping us out, then please see the value as well. We've got 14 lines open for you right now. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But think about the fact that even non-Catholics are supporting this show, and think about maybe you should too.
Hey, we're about to go into a break. Perfect time to pick up that phone and call. And I'll let you know, we have 19 minutes now left in the hour, and we just crossed the halfway point of reaching our goal for this hour. So to use up that $20,000 match, we're halfway there with 19 minutes to go. So we do need your help. I will ask again, and I have to say, lots of folks coming in to help us with that $10 or $12, $5 monthly pledge. We're going to need some folks who can step up at higher levels. And I say that in all humility. We just need it. I'm just telling you what we need. We're going to need some $1,000, $500, maybe even $2,000 or $3,000 gifts. Perfect time to call. We're heading into a break. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live. You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's Open Forum. Jimmy Akin is our guest. You are welcome to call if you have questions about the Catholic faith. Oh, I also need you to call if you're willing to support us financially. We've been asking for your support as we head into the last few minutes of this hour. We got about $10,000 to raise to meet our match for this hour. And if you've been listening over the last couple of days, you know it's been a little bit of a tough one, but those happen sometimes. Very often, there will be folks who will ride to the rescue at the last moment. And well, many of them are probably people like me, who just do everything at the last moment. And if you are, well, it's the last moments now, and we need your help. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go back to the phone lines because we got to keep doing our regular job. But I'll say that number again and I'll give you all three ways to give right now. Everything matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000. You can call 888-291-8000. You can go save and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you're one of those texty folks, you can text the word Catholic to 24365. Just text the word Catholic to 24365 and make your pledge there. We go now to Cyrus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, watching on YouTube. Cyrus, we're glad to have you. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Glad to be here. My question is, Pope Francis recently said, because the devil who is the divider, that is that the word devil means, always insinuates suspicions to divide and exclude. But I thought of Jesus in Luke 12:51. He said, "Do you think I've come to bring peace on earth? No, but rather division." I'm not trying to do a gotcha moment where it's like, oh, Pope Francis said something that contradicts Jesus. In fact, I'm pretty sure he had the context of that verse in mind. I was just curious, like, what degrees of division are acceptable in the eyes of God, and what division serves only the devil?
Okay, so God's top priority is love. That's why love is the first and the second greatest commandment. The first great commandment is love God. The second great commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. And so we know that that is God's top priority. And one of the effects of love is it unites people together. That's part of what love is. It's a positive relationship that unites people. But that means if someone is acting in an unloving way, then they're sowing division. And that's what the devil does. The devil has fundamentally rejected God's values, and so he has divided himself from God. He's broken the relationship of love that he originally had with God, and he seeks to break that relationship among other people and God as well. That's why he tempts human beings to do unloving things so that their relationship with God, which is based on love, will be broken. And so that's the sense in which the devil has divided people in the world. He's polluted the world with unlovingness that divides people from God and from each other and makes them selfish and unloving people. So what happens then when Jesus comes into the world to preach God's message? And Jesus comes into the world and he preaches love and he dies for love for mankind and he summons to people back to love with God and with each other. Well, okay, as that happens, people are going to reestablish links with God. They come back to God's love. They also will become more loving towards each other because they want to obey God's command to love your neighbor. And so that will help the people who respond to Jesus's message get back together. But what else is going to happen as that takes place? Well, as people are responding to Jesus's message and coming back to God and reacquiring union with God, that means they're going to lose union with people who have turned their back on God. So the people who are not loving people, the people who are selfish and intolerant and cruel, they're not going to look favorably on Christians, and they will even persecute Christians. And that, in fact, happened. Jesus warned us, if you follow me and God's message of love, some people aren't going to like it and they're going to persecute you. And so there is a sense in which Jesus brought division, because now a lot of people who were in the devil's camp, whether they knew it or not, have come back to God, and that means they've broken with the devil, and the devil, it doesn't like that, and other people who are selfish and unloving, they're not going to like that, and so they're going to persecute Christians. And so there's a sense in which the division that Jesus brings is necessary. If you want to come back to God, it means you've got to break with the devil. And so you're essentially changing one kind of union for another and one kind of division for another. So there's a sense in which both the devil and Jesus bring disunion, but in the case of the devil's disunion, it separates us from God and from his love, whereas in Jesus's case, the disunion that he brings separates us from the devil and returns us to God's love.
And thanks very, very much, Cyrus. Appreciate the call. And call anytime. We appreciate the call. And we appreciate all those who have picked up the phone and called that other line that we have, the donation line. We're about 12 minutes away from the very top of the hour, and $7,000 to raise to meet that match. So let's see if we can do that. We do need your help. Each time that we have asked you, you've come through for us. So I will ask again. It's going slowly this hour, but steadily. And I think that's very much thanks to all those who have come in and given that monthly donation of $10 or $20 or in some cases $30, $40, $50. I saw at least one of a $100 a month pledge. But again, I will ask, just because I think I need to keep asking, if you've got the ability to make a $1,000 or $2,000, maybe a $3,000 or $4,000 pledge, it would really help us right now, because just a few minutes left and $7,000 to raise this hour to meet our match. $20,000 dollar for dollar match right now. I'll give out the number again. 888-291-8000. Pick up that phone and call. There are 16 lines open right now, just four folks on the line. And everyone you talk to is a colleague here in the building. Say hello to them. If you'd like to have a conversation, if you need some more information about the giving societies, they'll be happy to give that to you. If you want to get done quickly, call up and say, I only got 2 minutes. Can we do this quickly? And they'll get you done. 888-291-8000.
And we've got 11 minutes left in this hour. We need to raise about $6,000, and that's entirely possible, especially if we have some larger donors who are able to help us out. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. I know we're going to take another call here in a minute, but soon we're going to be going into the top of the hour break, which is several minutes long, and that will be an ideal time to call, because you definitely won't miss anything. So regardless of the level that you're able to support us at, whether it's a lower level or a middle level or an upper level, be thinking right now about what you could do, and then give us a call, 888-291-8000.
That number, 888-291-8000, gets you right on the line, because there are 11 lines open right now. Nine of our colleagues are on call, so 11 lines open. I want to thank a few people. Christoph in Winnipeg, Manitoba, who donated $10 a month, and thank you very much, all the way up there in Manitoba. And he loves Jimmy. $10 a month. Oh, loves Jimmy. Thanks, Christoph.
Thank you.
And I want to just mention Dennis from Ohio, who went from $20 a month to $45 a month. And this is what he said. He's always been in the Protestant camp, but has been wondering how to enter the Catholic one. He's on a journey and looking about how to complete it. Dennis, we're on the journey with you. If you need us, give a call. And we're very grateful that you called when we needed you. That means a lot to us. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Always to call. Let me just check the number. We'll do another quick call, and then we'll check in with you with how we're doing before we have to end this hour. Right now, about 6,000 to be raised, if my screen is correct. Let's do a quick call, Jimmy. Let's go to, let us see here, Elias. Oh, no, I beg, Elias, you're going to have to hang on. I'm going to Roman in San Angelo, Texas, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Roman, thank you very much for your call. Go ahead with your question pretty quickly for Jimmy, could you?
Yes, sir. Big fans. My question is, as Catholic Christians, are we encouraged or discouraged to not burn sage and meditate?
Okay, well, so sage is sometimes used. I mean, sage is used for a bunch of different purposes, including cooking, but it certainly can be used as a form of incense, and there's nothing intrinsically wrong. If you enjoy the smell of sage, there's nothing wrong with using sage or any other particular type of incense. It is used in some cultures, like some Native American cultures, but that doesn't mean it's wrong to use it. If you enjoy it, there's no problem with it. Just don't attribute any mystical significance to it, because sage, like other plants you might burn for incense, is just another one of God's creations. It's not mystically imbued with power or anything like that. So that's really a matter of personal preference. If you like incense and you like the smell of sage, well, you're welcome to use it. In terms of meditation, meditation can mean a number of different things. And some forms of meditation are consistent with the Christian faith. Others are not. Others may include elements that are contrary to the Christian faith. A good guide that you can find online for free is a document that was published a few years ago by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. That's the doctrine office, the teaching office at the Vatican. It's on the Vatican's website, vatican.va, and it's called An Instruction on Some Aspects of Christian Meditation. And if you just Google Vatican Christian meditation, it should come up for you, and you can read that and then learn about different forms of Christian meditation and some things you would want to watch out for.
Thanks. You got that question in very quickly, and I do appreciate that. I hope we'll get to talk with you again. Coming into the last moments of this hour, and then we will be in the last hour of our pledge drive, and we still have match money for this hour to use up. So if you're thinking, I'd like to get my donation matched, well, any size donation up to $20,000 this hour gets matched. And I think we're moving slowly. We're getting there. We've got still five or 6,000 left to raise.
Actually,
this hour.
It's under five now.
Oh, it's
so
under five.
A little more than 4,000.
Okay, great. A little more than $4,000 to raise in the next few minutes. We'll count them right up to the top of the hour, and then we'll let you know. If it's convenient for you, please go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com while we're on the break, because lots of folks will use the break as a chance to call. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Any pledge that you make there is treated exactly like a phone call pledge as far as the matches go, as far as the gifts go, and all of that. If you're a texter and you want to text us, just text Catholic. Just text the word Catholic to 24365. 24365. But as Jimmy has been saying, the break time is the perfect time to call. Everybody will be here ready to take your call, and we're going to be away for just a few minutes. Great time to call and make your pledge. Help us hit that $20,000 match for this hour. Less than 5,000 to go. I'll let you know in a few minutes how we did. 888. 291-8000. 888.
Gold Star Cy Kellett.
291-8000. Eight lines open right now, and we are awaiting your call. Once again, I'll say this just real quick before we go. Again, if you are one of those folks who can make a larger donation, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, maybe $5,000, if you can do it, now's the time. We are right on the edge here, and we still have a long way to go to reach our fully funded point. 888. 291-8000. Right back with more Open Forum, and we'll let you know how we did.